Game two of the series, Oakland in Seattle on Friday. In the bottom of the first, Nelson Cruz has two on with one out in his first at-bat of what became a banner night.
And the 3-0 pitch to Cruz, swung on, line drive, base hit left field, over to third, Valencia, up with the ball is Chris Davis. Valencia making the turn, heading home, the throw in, cut off by Semien, no relay to the plate. Valencia scores, Nelson Cruz green-lighted on 3-0. A line drive, RBI single to left field, and the Mariners have a 1-0 lead.
1-1. That is a fair ball. That figures, doesn't it? Here comes Davis flying, getting a wave on. He's going to score. Marcus Semien, a two-run double, 2-1 Oakland.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and ripped into left field. That's a base hit. This ball game is tied. Nelson Cruz does it again, his second RBI single of the ball game. It's now the Mariners 2 and the A's 2.
And the pitch on the way to Nelly. Swinging a drive deep into the gap in left center field. Cruz with 300 home runs in his major league career. Number 300 drives in three here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's now the Mariners 6 and the A's 2. How about Nelson Cruz? What a milestone. Career home run number 300, his 16th home run of the 2017 season. And Nelson Cruz with that sore knee hobbling around the bases, touches home plate, points to the sky, and everybody on their feet here at Safeco Field. 22,213. A standing ovation for Nelson Cruz to watch Nelly become the 144th player in Major League history to hit 300 or more home runs.
The Mariners celebrate a milestone night for Nelson Cruz as they pick up a 7-2 victory over the A's on Friday. Here's the reaction from manager Scott Service.
Pitching, defense, timely hitting. Good recipe for a nice win. Really good ball game tonight. I thought we were locked in early. Manea's been throwing the ball really well, and our guys kind of, we got back into that mode of grinding those at-bats, and, only fitting that, our number four hole hitter carried us tonight. Awesome night by him. He was locked in the whole night. The at-bats were good, and, the big home run late was exactly what the doctor ordered. So, going back, I think, the key of the game for me, obviously, that Paxton was really, really good tonight. I thought that we saw a different James Paxton in the last two innings, and he just went and turned up the dial. And that's what top of the rotation starting pitching does. And, we hadn't seen that out of him here the last few starts. We saw it in April, when he could kind of smell it, and where he was at. And he went out in the sixth inning. I thought it was a different guy. And then send him back out in the seventh, even when he went out, I think, with 98, 99 pitches, it really was no-brainer for me. He wanted the ball, and glad to give it to him and let him run. So, really good ball game. Again, good at-bats, outstanding starting pitching, and is exactly what we needed to hopefully get back on track here, heading into the break.
Is that encouraging to you that he has found the confidence in that again to put that sort of effort in late in the ball game?
Yeah, that's he's got that ability. We've all seen that before, but, the emotional where he was at, like, give me the ball, I'm taking it, I'm going to let it rip. And we saw the talent really come out and take over the game. The sixth and seventh inning were really awesome.
Hey, Robbie's going on the sacrifice fly. He doesn't have a win game with his legs.
No, after we've been reported our base running being so bad, it was nice to see it tonight. So hopefully that helps. Hopefully that helps our numbers. But, he did. It wasn't a very deep fly ball, and he came off the bag and kept his head up. And we've talked about, keeping your head up, take what's there, and if it's not there, don't push the envelope. And it was a nice play.
How about Cruz's 300th home run tonight?
Yeah, special. Obviously, I've known Nelson for a long time. There's a lot of people in this game that bet that Nelson Cruz would never hit 300 home runs, and he proved a lot of people wrong. We've been the beneficiary here in Seattle of seeing a bunch of them here recently, and he was in a drought for a while. I think he won 20 some games without hitting one, and we. The sluggers, they usually come in bunches, and he's in a good groove. He's seeing the ball good right now. He's staying behind the ball, and it's great. We needed him then, kind of our big guys to step up tonight, and they certainly did.
You hit the ball really hard on those singles, too. Those are
really hard, yes. And he just missed another home run. The ball that he flew out seemed like it was in the air forever, and the actual home run, I don't know what exit velocity was on that, but it was a rocket. He's got that kind of ability, and when he gets locked in, he's really fun to watch.
Nelson Cruz went 3-for-4, driving in 5. He now has 68 RBI, and here's his reaction from the field.
Special, I guess. I've been playing for a while now.
Yeah, but you make it sound like it's just lucky that it went out of the ballpark 300 times in your career.
Well, I have to thank God first. You know, he gave me the chance to be out there every day and try to help my team win games. And I think the difference is just try to be healthy, you know.
You were healthy enough to put a good swing on that ball. I'm not sure that you actually had a chance to see it. So let's take a look right now. It was a pretty quick at-bat after a long at-bat from Cano. How do you rate that swing and that home run?
This is my swing, you know. I work on every day, so most of the times you pop up, breaking bats and all that, and other times you just hit it good and go out.
So you knew that was gone right away?
Yeah.
Did you realize that it was Chooch who got that ball for you?
I saw the replay, so hopefully he hasn't.
Hopefully he doesn't hold it for ransom. What does it mean to come through 5 RBI tonight in this game and help end an 8-game home losing streak?
That was huge. I think everybody know what we need to do out there. And that's why we brought Kefway Son today for all the batters.
Also in the win, the Mariners stopped their 8-game home losing streak. Here's Robinson Cano.
What a play we handle against another who is really hard worker and God has a lot of power. You know, and I'm glad he accomplished that milestone. And I would say, you know, I haven't talked to him, but I would say that's like a dream come true. Because for you to get somewhere else, you got to pass 300, and that's big.
For you tonight, your run kind of made it a 3-2 game early on. At what point did you realize you were going to go and on that pop-up?
Well, I wasn't going to go. I just see him, like, kind of, I don't know if he think it was, like, 3 outs or thinking I'm not going. So I see the chance, and then I just start running.
Was Manny giving you the stop sign?
Yes. He was like, no. But I see he's not even throwing the ball, so I got a chance.
You score. There's hits up and down the lineup. There is a certain song that is playing for every single person when they go up to the plate. Nelly started to explain this to us, but give us the full story.
Well, I don't have no idea. I just find out before the game. Honestly, I don't know the story or how that happened. I just know he was playing the same song for everyone. But after the third inning, I was tired of that.
You were ready to go back to your normal songs.
Yeah, because I was warming up, and I hear the song. I said, oh, Segura's hitting. I got to be ready. And then when I look, it was Gamo hitting. So I was like, oh, my God, they got me.
And the team gets a much-needed win to get kind of maybe a weight off of your shoulders tonight. How much does this help set up the next 2 days?
Well, I mean, you know, after losing the first one, come back tonight, that was big for us. I mean, last team won in the first half losing games, and, you know, even the series tonight, so we just got to be ready back out there tomorrow, and then we face one of the best lefties in this game. I mean, you know, it's a tough lefty out there, and we were able to score some runs.
And lastly, does making the All-Star game ruin any All-Star break plans you had?
Well, it can ruin any plan that I have. I don't mind. I mean, as a player, you always want to go there, and, you know, I feel sad that Castro got hurt. I mean, that's not the situation that you want to go in, but, you know, this guy that I picked myself, and I'm happy to go with my family.
They're trying to make it 2 in a row on Saturday as they throw rookie Andrew Moore against the A's' Chris Smith.